Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Figuring It Out with Ashley and Archie. And yes, I know that's backwards, but it's my wife. She comes first. So anyway,
that's not that backwards. Said, no, it's not. Nope.
Why is that not backwards?
Because my name goes first.
Why?
Because the woman always comes first.
Well, I was literally just saying that. You didn't even let me finish.
I thought you were just giving some crap example because I'm your wife.
I mean, that was the example, but I wouldn't necessarily call that crap. But anyways, welcome back to Figuring It Out with Ashley and Archie. I am Archie, and this is my other half.
Me. I'm just kidding. I'm Ashley.
So, yeah, it's been a long, long time since we've been here. I think our last episode posted was in January of this year.
It's September.
Yeah, it's been a while. So pretty much what we're gonna do on this episode is just kind of catch our few listeners up to what we've been up to. If you know, obviously, if you know who we are, then you kind of know what we've been up to. But if you happen to be a random listener, thank you for that, for one. And for two, yeah, we're gonna catch you up catch you up to what we've been up to these days.
What we've been figuring out.
Yeah, there you go. But anyways, right now we're just chilling, having a few drinks. So feel free to have one with us. Depending on what you're doing when you listen to this. Like if you're at work or something, obviously don't drink. Because that probably isn't the best idea.
I would hope most people are smarter than that, but I guess you never know.
I mean, if you work at a bar or something. But anyways, so this probably won't be such a long episode, but just to kind of catch y'all up with things.
So what, January is the last time we did an episode?
Yeah, it was like January. So it was definitely this year.
So nothing really changed in February. Nothing really changed in March. April.
I don't know. No, nothing changed. I would say I got a different job, but no, not really. Mm-hmm. I did get a different job.
We finished the floors in the house.
We did finish the floors in the house. I did get a different job. I started at Big Lots.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Yeah. So Archie got a different job. We finished redoing the floors and the trim.
I got a second job, let's say that. Second job. And then, yeah, we finished redoing the trim and the floors at our house. I don't know if... Was that something we talked about last time, I think?
I don't think we had even touched that yet.
Did we not?
So we redid all the floors in the house.
Yeah, we put in some...
hardwood floors. And I redid the shoe closet. And the master bathroom, yeah, and repainted like 3 out of 4 rooms.
Yeah, and then you did like some shiplap stuff in the bathroom that
ended up causing us headaches later on.
Yeah, ended up causing us some headaches.
So what? That's April, May. So May is when things started to change for us. In May, we put our house up for sale. The house that we had poured so much work into. And that was a whole trip within itself.
That was a debacle.
We had a not so great realtor at first and had a lot of...
I'm not going to say that.
Nope, I'm sticking to that.
I'm not going to say that because she got us the house.
Did she though? Because her son and her assistant showed us like a million houses. Like how often was she actually there? Like think about that. So anyways, we had a not so great realtor. We trusted the lady who, quote unquote, helped us get our house. And that ended very badly. A lot of holdups, a lot of stalling. And with everything that's been going on, getting an apartment right now is very hard because everybody was selling their houses and moving into apartments because they can't afford new houses.
Our dog is being crazy right now.
She's literally not doing hardly anything.
Bro, do you not hear her just...
Trying to get comfy. She's chilling.
Uh-huh. With your glossy eyes over there.
I can't even see her eyeballs.
They shiny.
Anyways, so getting apartments are very hard, but there was some new build apartments where we live, and they only had 3 more empty apartments. So we kind of had to like make a decision. So we ended up renting an apartment before our house was sold, which means we had double the cost of everything. And then with all the like empty promises and fall through things with selling our house with the first realtor, that put us in a tight situation. Then we fired that realtor and got a new one and sold our house in, 2 days?
Not to mention, we didn't, so just to backtrack on that. So our realtor, like when the realtor came into the situation, I think they kind of thought it would be an easy sale, mm-hmm. which, you know, typically it should have been. It should have been a really easy sale. You know, we found that out following our second, getting our second realtor. But the first realtor, we had a fall through with somebody that put money down that they ended up giving back to that person, even though
we learned later we should have got their money.
Yeah,
both times.
Yeah, and then this other person was just a sketchy person that should not have even been able to put an offer on our house.
Hell, even to her, this man left notes around our house. He came back the next day and left a note in our door. And then when I was packing up the house on the weekend that we moved, I found a note hidden behind a book on a shelf. So all in all, just a very creepy situation.
Yeah, but I digress. So kind of back to the realtor, like they got into this and they thought it would be a quick, you know, a quick buck and they would have to do very minimal work. And this is just my perspective, obviously, but once it turned out to be something a little bit more difficult and requiring a little bit more effort than what was initially, you know, thought to be, the realtor was like, oh, I'm going to pass you to another realtor in my company and they'll help you out. And then that's when we were just like, no, we actually found somebody else. So we'll just go forward with this other realtor. So,
and with our other realtor, it was effortless. She had, what was it, like 36 showings within the first 2 days, and someone on the first day ended up putting in an offer, and of course we jumped on it because there's nothing wrong with it, and it ended up working out great. We closed 40 days later and finally got to move past that. So we ended up having an apartment and our house for
like 2 months.
Yeah, two and a half months. So that was a very interesting situation to maintain both and cover both of everything. And then that was May. So then we closed in like June, right?
I thought it was July. I think we closed in July.
But selling our house did benefit us. We are over halfway to being debt free, so it's a benefit, and that was the whole point of doing it in the first place.
Yeah, just kind of just a reset, just kind of get some fresh legs underneath ourselves and move forward from, well, as much as we can.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely our choice. We bought the house, Tatum was 3 months old, and we bought a house to have a stable place for him instead of renting and dealing with all, like, being in an apartment or being in a rental home, and, you know, and then we got married, and we were still living there, and so it was definitely an important part of our journey. So it was a hard decision to sell it, but it was what was best, and looking at it now, I'd definitely say we're better off for it. I still miss my house, but we're going to have a better house one
day.
The
worst part about that is, like, we literally moved right around the corner.
So we drive past it all the time.
We drive past the house all the time. And it's like, I'll tell y'all what's messed up. Pretty sure the people that live there now, they, like, pay for landscaping. And the yard always looks so nice. And I like had to cut it by myself all the time with like a push mower. And we had a lot of grass. Like we had a big yard. So we had like
0.43 acres.
Yeah, which that may not sound like a lot to, you know,
some people.
Yeah, to some people, but to me that was a lot. And I hated cutting that grass. Like it was nice knowing it. Like I enjoy cutting grass, but you know, when you getting off work and it's super hot and you still got to cut the grass because you know it's going to rain the next couple of days, it's exhausting. So
I think the hardest part about it is that we do live 5 minutes down the street, and Tatum is to that age that if we drive past it, he says, old house. And so, like, he knows. For some reason, that just makes me sad.
No, because it was nice, like,
Kid had like two rooms 90% of the time. Like he had a playroom, he had a bedroom, like he had a yard to play in.
We had so much space. It was actually ridiculous. Like
now all three of us are like tripping over toys.
Yeah, like we have no space. I mean, we have a decent sized apartment, but when we like our house literally had three bedrooms, it had a den, a garage, a fenced in backyard, our living room, kitchen, like
it was a spacious house.
It was pretty spacious. So now we're in an apartment and we got neighbors that make noise.
We really don't have that loud that bad. Neighbors. No,
they're not bad. But like there's times where.
Well, like my office is in our garage here at the apartment. And so like our neighbors, like he has like a punching bag in his garage. And so I'll be out there at like 2 o'clock in the morning making cups, and next thing I know I hear somebody like punching something.
Yeah,
and
they're playing cards or something.
Yeah, which I mean it's expected with living in an apartment, and honestly it's not terrible. It could be a lot worse, I think. So
yeah, it's
everybody in the neighborhood's pretty quiet.
Yeah, I would say we haven't had any issues, like
other than people not cleaning up after their dogs. Like I pick up after my giant ass dog, like they should all clean up after theirs.
Yeah. To be fair, there is the one guy. I mean, I guess he can clean up, but you know, the guy in
the little wheelchair. Yeah. His dog's name is Boo. I don't know what his name is. He always says hi to me. His dog's name is Boo.
I'll say I've had a couple of the neighbors actually talk to me, but I don't know.
There's a lady who lives on this first street, and she has two little kids that she lets play outside, and the one little girl looks like Tatum's age. So we need to make Tatum some friends.
Speaking of neighbors, I'll tell you what neighbor I miss. We had a neighbor. I don't know her name.
She used to bake us things.
She used to bake us stuff, and she would bring it to us. And we bought her a Target gift card once, but we didn't know her name, so we didn't know how to present it to her.
Yeah, and then we were in a pretty tough spot financially, and so then I used it to buy groceries.
Yeah, so
she never received her gift card, so sorry for that.
If you happen to hear this, thank you, but I doubt you'll hear it, but you know.
Never know.
Yeah, I mean,
but they had a pool too. I wish she would have invited us over to her pool.
Yeah, I know, right? I probably should have invited her over when we had the cookout and she came over like the first time and brought us sweets. Well, like my birthday cookout.
Yeah, was that the first time?
Or was it a holiday?
I thought it was just us in the garage playing card games with my parents, and then she came over on Easter.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Easter here in 2021, because I remember she like had a mask on, and she stood outside the screen door, and she told me, I'm just gonna set these down here. And that's when she got us like the empanadas and like the Hershey Kisses and like the fudge and all that.
Yeah, so she was super nice. And honestly, I didn't see her do that with any other neighbors.
I didn't either.
So
but like we never even like really talked to her either, so I don't know why she picked us. But
I don't know, maybe because we were new.
Yeah, but she loved Tatum. Every time I would take Tatum on a walk, she would always talk to him.
Maybe that was what it was.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we had the one neighbors across the street that talked to us. No, not the old people. I mean, they talked to us.
Oh, the crazy people?
I wouldn't call them crazy, but they were some interesting characters.
They were very interesting people. Okay, wait, back on track. So what, June, July?
Oh, yeah, July.
Okay, what happened in July?
We finally sold our house.
Okay, but after that?
We were living here. Then we had some money, and we paid stuff off.
Correct.
Then we bought a bunch of stuff.
We did. Okay, so we bought within reason, though. We bought practical things. Archie has a new little desk set up. I have a
this before the house sold, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't really, like, put together. Like, you bought, like, the thingy and whatnot.
Yeah, I got, like, a... Yeah, I got a nice little... decent little computer setup. It's decent.
Yeah, so you got a new computer setup. We got bikes, and then we got...
these chairs.
Got computer chairs. I got a new little office space.
Yeah, you got 10 desks over the past month.
Okay, so I had one desk, and I outgrew my
desk. I gave
you
my desk.
Well, I had my desk, and they were basically the same desk.
Yeah.
So I took Archie's when we moved because his was in better condition than mine. It was like an L-shaped glass desk. That should make sense to most people. But then I outgrew that because not only was I crafting on it, but when I had to work from home, I worked on that. And I'm not the neatest crafter, so it was always a mess. So then I found this desk on Facebook Marketplace for what? That was like $50. $40?
$40, yeah.
And it's a really nice desk. It's one of those cool desks that has like a plug-in in it. And so then you can plug your stuff into the
pretty
desk.
Modern desk now.
Yeah. Anyways, so I got that. And so then I had like a little like cubicle of desk. Then I got rid of the L-shaped desk and bought two other desks. So now I have three desks. But it's a cute little crafty area.
Yeah.
I have lots of space.
Yeah, for those that don't know, she makes cups, shirts, and other things. So if you want, like, you know, koozies for your wedding party or some designs on some, what's those little pouches called?
Fanny packs?
Fanny packs. There you go. You know, anything or some neat little hats, hit us up. We can, you know, we can hook you up. You even got business cards now.
I do have business cards. And I have a website. But it's not up and running yet because I need to take more pictures of things so that I can post them as like items to purchase. Yeah. And that's like a really hard, I don't know why. I'm not as technological.
Yeah, you bought a camera too.
I'm not as technologically savvy as I thought I was.
I could have told you that.
Wow. Anyways, so the setting up a website, I don't know if I just didn't choose like a user-friendly website or what, but it's definitely harder than I thought it would be, but I can't change it now because I have 500 business cards with that QR code, so I'm stuck with this website. I just need to figure it out, but I have really low patience.
I honestly did forget about that website till just now.
I'm paying for it monthly and it's not getting used.
Maybe I'll mess with it because
once I figure it out, it's fine, but then like you can go through all of the same steps on a different page. And it doesn't save to the website, like it saves to something else and they don't translate. So you have to make sure you're in like the right spot, but it's hard to know that if you're in the right spot or wrong spot, if that makes sense. It's stupid. Anyways, moving on. So what else has happened since July?
Nothing really. We've been working
a lot.
Just working, 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 you know, bills never stop. So I'm quitting my second job tomorrow. It'll be my last day. So
RIP Big Lots.
RIP Big Lots. Gotta use that discount.
Gotta get a mattress.
Yeah, get a little mattress.
Tatum's birthday's coming up.
Yeah, little dude's birthday is coming up. We had your birthday. What did we do for your birthday?
Oh,
yeah. I gave you a nice little setup.
August, yeah. So I turned 25 this year. 25. Gross. Anyways, so I turned 25 this year, and Archie threw me a really cool birthday, birthday weekend. So my birthday fell on a Saturday this year? Sunday?
I don't think I got a calendar.
To the right. Click on the right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that works too. Other way. My birthday fell on a Friday.
Friday.
Okay, so Friday. What did I do Friday? I took the day off
work.
You got
your nails done or some, your hair or something.
Oh,
like
I went
that.
And got my nails and toes done. So Friday I went and got my nails and toes done. That was my birthday. And then we went out to Flat Top for dinner. And then we came home from dinner. And this man set up the whole bedroom, all decorative, like the rose petals all over and the big happy birthday balloons and presents all across the bed for me. So like those Instagram pictures where it's like, I need somebody who will do this for me. Like it was like one of those in real life. And he even turned on one of the little like scent warmer thingies. So it smelled all fallish in the room because, you know, that's my favorite. And that was Friday. Oh, no. And then I got an ice cream cake. And Tatum almost knocked it on the floor.
Wait, when did that happen?
When you were bringing it into the bedroom. And then he blew out my candle.
Yeah, he did.
It was like when he tried to blow out my candle, he like sat up really high. Anyway, so that was Friday. And then Saturday, Archie planned a cookout. And we invited a couple people and a couple family members. And I got to my mom's house, and it was all office-themed birthday cookout. So I got to have a good little time with my friends and all my family. And got this really funny SpongeBob birthday card that said, what's funnier than 24, 25?
Yeah, I wanted to do a cake, but I couldn't find anybody to do it. So I just found a card on Amazon that worked.
Yep. So that was August. Now we're in September. So
yeah. Then you just got some tattoos.
Yeah. I got two tattoos. I have a little ghosty on my leg and then a little supernatural theme tattoo on my arm. It confuses the hell out of people, but that's okay.
Yeah. Everybody's really confused. I mean, supernatural. We also need to finish Supernatural.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. What else did I do?
I don't know. We just keep spending money that we don't really have now. So that's the thing.
We got some Halloween decorations. We got the house all decorated. We're setting up for Tatum's birthday party. He turns 3 in November. So we're kind of slowly working on that. We have like a place and invitations and the bare minimum. Bare minimum? But we need more, so.
Yeah, we gotta.
Gotta find a cake and decide on food, and I got a balloon thing.
Yeah, man, kids are expensive. If you don't have kids, don't do it.
Oh, shush.
Don't do it.
Worth every penny. Oh, I Tatum mean, started a new daycare in August,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, I guess we didn't go over the daycare debacle because he started daycare earlier this year.
Yeah, so backtrack. Tatum was in a different daycare back in January, February. And he was there until May. So what, February, March, April, May? Yeah, about 3 months.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a really crappy daycare. And it was dumb expensive, like way more than it should have been for the like quality of care and education that, like, he was getting.
Honestly, the daycare was so bad that the teachers didn't even want to stay.
I think Tatum had 6 teachers in the span of 3 months.
Maybe like, even more than that.
Yeah, it was bad. And so it was hard on him because as soon as he would cling to somebody, they would quit and he would have to find somebody new.
Was he
and
the reason they quit?
Probably not.
Oh, I was saying.
No, because I knew that one girl who worked there, and she said that the owner, he was just completely, like, an asshole and, like, didn't know how to treat his employees. So, anyways, it was really crappy daycare, and we had a lot of issues. Like, Tatum came home, and he had gray shorts on one day, and when I got him home, he smelled like poop, and I remember taking him to change him, and he wasn't poopy, and I took his shorts all the way off, and the inside of his gray shorts were, like, all brown, as if, like, he had pooped and they like smeared it all over the inside of his shorts and then nobody thought to change him, but yet he was sent to school with a change of clothes. So, and when I addressed that, I got told, oh, well, we don't know what happened. Sorry. And that was kind of annoying. And they would always tell us that Tatum was eating all kinds of foods that we knew he wasn't eating. And, so then in May, when we were going through the house selling situation, my mom came back home and watched Tatum. And she kept him until he was allowed to start at his new daycare. Now he's at a new daycare and he loves it and it's great.
Yeah.
So much nicer.
Pretty consistent. He's definitely learning plenty of things. And
yeah,
I would say they even get us involved. They have us go up there and, you know, take some classes or learn a little bit. So,
and he's, I don't think we got our $20 discount for that. I need to call somebody for that. Anyways, he has picture day next week.
Yeah.
So excited for that. It's on Wednesday. It's going to be a little school picture.
It'd be nice to find somebody that can braid his hair.
I don't want his hair braided.
Oh.
Not for his pictures.
Oh, okay.
We don't see him with braided hair, so I can't imagine having school pictures in, like, something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if he's had it done before and, like, it was something we were like.
I hope it's just early before his hair gets messed up.
They said they tried to do it before breakfast.
Okay.
So, I told his teacher that if it's after nap time that somebody needs to call me because he needs his hair redone. And I will leave work to go fix his hair before he gets pictures taken.
Yeah. It's, yeah, his hair is rough. But, with that being said, we're going to take a little break, refill our drinks. And then when we get back, we'll talk about what's coming next for the podcast. And then we want to introduce a new little segment that hopefully we can, you know, get some people to relate to and, you know, maybe learn a little bit more about each other. So we'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to Figuring It Out with Ashley and Archie. We just had to take a quick little break. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in. We had to refill our drinks, so if you are able to drink, you might as well go ahead and refill yours. So just to kind of pick up where we left off, going forward, we do want to try to be more consistent with, you know, putting out podcast episodes. Hopefully, we can maybe start doing this on a weekly basis.
Weekly or bi-weekly.
Yeah, weekly or bi-weekly. We're going through some changes at the moment. So, we're still figuring it out. So, like I said, hopefully, we can just get this a little bit more consistent. We don't want to go another 9 months for our two followers that listen to us.
Wow. What if like 800 people hear this? Like,
I mean, obviously, you know, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, I don't know how many consistent listeners we have, but we've had some listeners, obviously.
Anyways.
So just kind of going forward with the podcast. I'm not necessarily saying we're restructuring anything. I like the way we kind of freely talk and freely do things, but I will try to, you know, get on some more topics. We do our next episode. We might talk about, you know, like we you know, told you guys we sold our house. So we may talk about finances or something. And I do, my brother, he's been wanting to get on the podcast. We got a couple of other people that do their own podcast that I do want to bring on because they're a couple. So, you know, we have people that at least I want to bring on. I don't know if you care to have anybody, but they got to, you know, make it past the dog test.
Thought process. Words? Words are hard. If there's, like you said, we don't know how many people actually listen to this on a consistent basis, but we're all about being as open and transparent as we can about things. So if there's ever anything that you want to hear about,
You can tweet us. Yeah, you can tweet us at FiguringPod, or, you know, our Instagram is FiguringPod as well, I think.
I think it's Figuring. Hold on.
We haven't used it, but we'll try to get more active on there.
Figuring Pod.
Right? Yeah, Figuring Pod on Twitter and Instagram. We might even make a TikTok. I do want to start doing videos, but we'll see. I don't know if we really have the space for that. we don't have quite the setup unless you want to see our dog eating in the background.
Or
barking out the window. Oh my goodness, she almost died on a toy.
Shocker.
Are you pouring that out?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No, there's still some in the can if you want to try it.
Monaco Tropical Tropic Rush.
Like, it's cool, but like, it's just too strong. Oh, there's water.
This ain't strong at all.
Like, sweetness wise.
You don't like vodka either.
No, I know, but it's just like too sweet. It's just not like
that's it. Actually surprising coming for you.
I don't,
you just want your wine.
My wine.
Your cherry Moscato. But yeah, I think our next episode, I want to try to get, or within the next two episodes, I do want to try to get my brother on here. He's not too fond of our dog, so.
Which one?
DeMichael.
Oh.
So we might have to go over to his place. I mean, we are going over there. Well, he wants me to come over tomorrow to watch the football game. I forgot about that, but we'll see how that goes because I work, so.
Alrighty. Anyways.
But. Yeah, he's really been wanting to get on here, so, and I think he's a good candidate to have on here because
he talks a lot.
Well, I was gonna say he's single.
What does that have to do with anything? Well,
because he's, you know, we're in a relationship, so it's nice to get like some single person perspective.
Sure.
And he's worked on himself a lot, so.
Okay.
So yeah, it'd be nice to have him on here. And then my people's over at General Studies Podcast, Maddie and Luis. It'd be nice to get them guys on here. You recently met them. They're pretty cool, so it'd be nice to have them on here. That's a married couple, and then we got quite a few married friends, so.
We have more friends.
People that are married, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if they're interested in coming on the podcast or if they listen. I'm just saying, like, if we ask them, you know, people that we can ask to maybe be on the podcast.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, we definitely are going to try to get a little bit of structure on here. Like I said, I do like the free-flowing thing, but structure is always nice, you know, and consistency, of course, is nice.
And we'll try to be more active on
social media,
keeping in the loop as to when things are coming or if there's a delay in something.
Yeah, so with that being said, you know, the local people here, follow us, give us a follow, or if you're not local, we're looking to grow, we're looking to, you know, get some information on, you know, if you guys want to know about topics. I mean, obviously, we're newly married. We are coming up on our one-year anniversary next month.
30 days away. 29 days away.
29 days away. Yeah. Well, no, because is it 31 days here? So that would make it.
I don't know.
But
October 24th.
Yeah, October 24th. That'll be our first anniversary. We made it to one. Well,
our first anniversary married.
Married, yeah.
It'll be, and then we'll be, what, 2 weeks away from our five-year anniversary dating.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're,
it's a big milestone.
Yeah, it's
for
a
both
big milestone. Yeah, especially since I would never wanted to get married, so.
Never wanted to date anybody. Like, you don't want to get married. You don't want to have kids. You don't want to do nothing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, life. Life is crazy.
I must just be one special lady.
Special lady. No, I'm just kidding.
You can't say that.
Oh yeah. Sorry, don't cancel me.
You have to be something to get canceled.
No, because this is the perfect time to cancel me.
Right at your startup.
Yeah.
Fandom.
Yeah.
Fandom.
But. Baby's coughing.
Okay.
she looking back at us. We're gonna wrap this up soon, but one of the segments we want to introduce, my lovely wife, she got us this
game
or this little box of cards. It's called 88 Great Conversation Starters for Husbands and Wives. But I also think I want to ask if it's fitting, ask this for like guests, like if it's my brother. Like I said, I don't 100% know his relationship status, but I think he's single. But you know, just kind of see where your mind is, and like I said, maybe learn a little bit more about each other that we didn't know. And so we're gonna start this today. And how many cards do you want to do? Just one?
We can see what the first one is. If it's something super simple, we could maybe do two or three.
Okay, yeah. So I guess we'll just go by ear.
I did mix up the cards. They did have an order.
Yeah, we mixed them up. Once again, this is 88 Great Conversation Starters for Husbands and Wives. So if you're in a relationship and you hear this, you know, maybe...
It's on Amazon. It's like $8.
I was going to say, or you can just ask your spouse or significant other one of these questions and see where that leads. So with that being said, I think we will draw the first card.
I can't spread out 88 cards. Sorry. Oh, do you have more than one?
No,
there's a question on each side, so pick a side. Maybe do.
Okay. Well, so we talked about your birthday. This one says, "What is your idea of the perfect birthday celebration? What could we do on your next birthday to make you feel special?"
So, and we've discussed this, but this year is the first year Archie's done above and beyond, which isn't even above and beyond. Like, it's standard what I do for him yearly, for Christmas, birthday, like Father's Day. Like, I love to give people gifts, and Archie's just kind of the simple, like, here, you pointed this out, here you go type gifter. So this year he definitely went above and beyond, for his standard, level, and it was really great.
25 is special.
And,
I used to buy you Kylie lip kits.
You bought those for me for Christmas. And I bought you two pairs of shoes. Like, do you want to go back to comparing gifts?
I was just saying, okay. Like, I bought you stuff.
Yes, but... anyways, but you did like above and beyond for my birthday because you feel 25 is like a big thing. But for my birthday personally, I need like a middle ground between like regular, like old Archie birthdays and like that, like on a yearly basis, like decorate the bedroom.
Spend
like...
that money.
So do you want me to ask you the same question or do you want me to pick a different card?
Just do the other side for me.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's a quote on here too. So the quote at the bottom of this says, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years." Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
I'm not even going to address that.
It's a movie. There you go.
I don't know how I feel about this question. It's fine.
All right, sorry about that. The dog
wants to bark at every noise she
hears. Yeah, every single noise. So, we decided, I guess we're gonna do another card. It's two sides on each card, but that card was a little. We want to be transparent, but that was, I don't know if we can really answer that one. That was it was a weird question, not really answerable. So,
yeah.
I guess I could have took that one out, but.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
This will be fun. Okay. It says, what is your idea of a fulfilling love life?
Head. No.
That would be a sex life. I'm asking about your love life.
Okay, a fulfilling love life. Man. You know, I didn't grow up really knowing much about love. Like, I grew up with toxic love all around me. So I guess a fulfilling love life for me would just be peace.
You're married to me.
I know. Yeah. But peace, understanding, or, you know, at least try to get some middle ground. This lady just always has an attitude, but I kind of deal with it. That's what I'm... No. I don't, like I said, honestly, peace. Like, I want us to be able to get along. I want us to be able to talk about things. Granted, I understand that I don't think there's a lot of things that need to be talked about. I feel like we can...
I would say, I'm always trying to talk, and you just, like, stand there and stare at a wall, like...
Because there are things that I think you can... I was, like I said, I was raised in toxicity. I was raised on tough love. So a lot of things, I'm like, we can just get over it. So...
Not fair.
Yeah. Which, I mean, obviously, it's reasonable for you to not think the same way as me.
Yeah.
So, but I think peace is one of the biggest things. I think that'll help us last longer, last long, last forever. You know, we're married, so.
Stuck with me. Divorce is not an option.
Shit's gonna kill me. You guys heard that.
I did not see that.
But what else? Let me see. Is there anything else?
There's like a quote, but I don't think it's really necessary.
I think, yeah, peace. I think not experience, but experiencing life, experiencing things together. Like, I mean, obviously it was a lot easier when we didn't have a kid, but being able to go to concerts and being able to take vacations or just being able to kind of go out when we want to.
Well, I think we've still been able to experience things with a kid. I think it's just a different level. Like, nobody anticipates going to a zoo 4 times in 1 year. Like,
yeah.
You know, and every time you go to the zoo, like, Tatum notices something different. So, like, it's always a new adventure.
Yeah, it is.
But, like, and it's a different level of adventure.
Yes, definitely.
There goes the neighbor.
The neighbor, yeah.
He's a really loud motorcycle. And yeah. He leaves at all times of the night.
His last motorcycle was a little bit quieter. It was nicer, but...
I'm fully convinced he has, too.
But...
That's annoying.
It's like not quieting now. It's just like getting louder. And just growth. I know, obviously, life will always... We will change our...
God, he's got to be like how my like Mama Mia is at this point. Like,
he's making a circle? Bro.
Now I'm sorry. Still
stops. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was the loudest motorcycle I've ever heard in my life. But yeah, peace, growth. I literally just want everybody to be happy. I want us to be happy. I want everybody to be happy. So that's really what it is. If we can just be happy, that's pretty fulfilling to me. I don't like coming home and feeling like
it's just a car.
Yeah, feeling like it's tension.
Yeah. I think, and I mean, you can say your piece on this, but I think things have gotten easier to an extent since we've sold the house, because there isn't as much stress over like, yes, it was nice to have all that space, but like, it was a lot of work to have all that space. So like, the stress over like being full-time working plus having a child plus having to take care of a home plus all of the financial restraints that we had, like, I felt like there was just always something for like one of us to be frustrated with.
That's one thing I will say. I think once we sold the house, definitely, like, and this is something that, you know, happened, was big over, like, with COVID, and, like, I'm pretty sure this is literally, like, the number one reason for divorce is, like, finances.
Yeah.
And I think we did struggle with finances. I think that was a big burden on us.
I think finances is also, like, it's a very, like, taboo subject. Like, people still don't like to discuss what they're paid, like, within their companies. And it's, like, there's no reason you can't discuss that. But then also, like, you didn't even ever want to have a joint bank account. Like, I don't even remember what I traded, but I agreed to something to get you to agree to join a bank account with me. And I took over making sure everything was paid because I was paying everything anyways and just constantly asking you for your half of the money. And I thought it would be easier to not divide things. And it's like, once someone's working on all the finances, it's like, at least from my perspective, it's like, oh, well, it's paid, so, like, the other person doesn't care. But really, like, everything needs to be discussed because then you end up down a rabbit hole. So, yeah. And then, like, the worry of, like, oh, this paycheck was $300-$400 short, or, like, oh, we're not working anymore. Like, when I got COVID, Archie had to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
like,
and it's not even that. And like I said, we're here for transparency. I wasn't in between jobs, but I was in between working full time and part time, and it was causing a lot of stress on her.
I could never plan.
In which she didn't really discuss with me, but I personally felt like you took out on me a lot, but I never understood what the root of it was. And then
one day I just kind of snapped.
Yeah, and then one day. Yeah, it just kind of exploded, and that's when, you know, we kind of figured out where the root was, and we made a decision to sell the house, and that was the best decision we've made in that situation. I mean, obviously, everything is situational, but it's been working out, and hopefully, things will just continue to get better, because We got some things coming.
Yeah. And it's a lot easier now too, because there's a lot less bills. We're in an apartment that includes our utilities in the rent, for one set price. So, you know, Archie's obviously on the lease. He knew what we were getting into monthly. He knows what gets paid out of that. We have internet, and when we sold the house, we were able to cover the car insurance and renter's insurance through the rest of the year. Or next, I don't think it's the rest through of the year.
Lease.
I think it's October.
I thought it was through the lease.
The renter's insurance, I think, is for the rest of the year. The car insurance, I think, is until October. But anyways, so now it's rent, internet, and, like, the car payment monthly. And these aren't, like, things that Archie's unaware of. And so now it's just a lot easier because it's not, oh, let's discuss the electric bill that's $10 over what it usually is. It's just everything's its one set price. Like, we're in a contract for something, and, like, it is what it is, and we're all aware of it. And there's a lot less things for me to have to write on the calendar of, like, bills being due, because
calendars that I don't ever look at.
It is big and on the wall. There's no reason.
But we will have another, like, a full episode, or at least, you know, another episode where we actually do talk about finances and how we handle it and so forth. Do you want to do another card? I guess we gotta, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we just answer the same question.
You gotta pick it. No, oh, you okay. Pick the card.
I'll give you a red one.
Ooh. Ooh, the back of that's good. Anyways. No, stick with it.
How do you describe me to other people? Oh, we didn't read the quote.
I told you it was a stupid quote. It's fine.
How do you describe me to other people? What makes you feel proud to be married to me?
How do I describe you to other people?
I'll read the quote while you think of something. I obviously, you probably don't really describe me to other people because I know most of the people that you know.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of thinking, like, I don't think I've ever really had to describe
you. Or how would you? Remember when I was working at Costco and that one random girl came up to me and was like,
I still want to know who that is.
Yeah, I never asked her name because I just assumed she probably messaged you and was like, oh, I seen your husband.
Some random girl approached Archie when he was working at Costco asking if he was my husband. And
that was it.
Walked away. We still have no idea who this woman is. The description that Archie gave me matches literally nobody that I could find on any of my social media accounts. Like, I still don't know who this lady is to this day.
Maybe somebody sent her. Maybe she was with somebody. Because she was with people. But maybe she was with somebody that knew you, and that girl was just the one that was brave enough to ask. You know how you tell your friend, you with your friends, and you're like, oh, you go ask her, you know,
but something like still, that. Like, why would she want to know if you're my husband? Like, you're all over my Instagram and Facebook. Like,
I don't know, because I probably was looking rough, and she was like, dang, that man's looking rough. He probably ain't really. Actually, I think I had a haircut then, so I was probably looking a lot better than usual, but anyways, the quote on here is, if I take care of my character, my reputation will take care of me.
Dwight Moody. K. Schrute.
Moody.
Okay, right. So how would I describe you?
And I don't know if it. I don't know if it's necessarily like has to be like look wise.
No, I want to try to describe you look wise. Interesting, caring, and a teddy bear.
Oh.
So I say interesting because I feel like people are always kind of shocked when they first talk to you, and I don't really know why.
You think so?
I do. Like people who've never met you, like I think they're always just taken back. Like I don't know.
You mean by the way I speak?
Not necessarily. Like, I think like the way you speak, the way you look, like also when I tell people your name is Archie, they think it's like anything but Archie. They're like, so what's his real name? And I'm like, it's Archie. Like, so there's just like a lot of like little things that like, I don't know. I think people are always like questionable on. So that's why I think interesting. Obviously you're caring because you're you. And you're a teddy bear because you got a cute little scruffy face and you kind of just look like a teddy bear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what makes you feel proud to be married to me?
You take care of me. And you take care of Tatum. And you never, like, even though we've been in a position to, like, question things, like, I've always just trusted that, like, you'd do the right thing and, like, you'd take care of things. So, yeah.
Okay. So am I answering the back of this? Because you said it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So question for Archie. If you could pick up and move to any location in the world, where would you like to go? What do you like the most about where we live now? So first half, if you could pick up and move to any location in the world, where would you like to go?
I have three locations that I would move to.
Name them in order. Like your top one, two, three.
Hawaii.
We've been over this. It's expensive.
Okay, but this is a hypothetical question.
That's fair.
Hawaii, because I don't know. Since I was a kid, I've always wanted to live in Hawaii.
Knowing I can't swim,
I can't. I probably would hate the conditions. I would hate the bugs. But Hawaii just seems like a really nice place to live.
I always wanted to live on Fiji.
Just
because of its name.
Then, somewhere. outside of Atlanta or in Atlanta. Probably like a smaller part of, near Atlanta, but I would live there just because it's so much to do there. Is
we're not allowed to live in Atlanta.
Oh gosh, stop it.
Or she'll find a cuter wife in Atlanta. No, we can't move would there.
Not. It's just so much to do there. It's I don't know, it's just a really nice place to live. Or I feel like it would be, I guess. And then
if anybody's from Atlanta, please let us know.
And then my other place would probably be like outside of Nashville.
I can imagine.
Fairly close to Nashville. Just close enough to where like we wouldn't get too much snow.
Wouldn't be too expensive.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too expensive. And we can just go to Nashville when we want to. And maybe be like 20 minutes or half an hour away. And those are my top places. What I like most about here is it's small enough. It's not huge. It's not a huge city, but it's a decent sized city. It's a growing community. It, you know, a lot of people are doing stuff. Obviously, we haven't been able to do much in the past year or two because COVID, but it's a growing city. Everything is close enough. Like, it's not too far away. Like, if you want to get downtown, you're driving 10, 15 minutes, depending on traffic. If I want to get to work, I'm driving 10, 15 minutes, depending on traffic. If I want to drive to the other side of town, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on, like, how far I'm going in traffic. So,
you can drive 20 minutes away and get better tacos than you can get 5 minutes away. Like,
yeah. And, like, it's definitely... People that live here don't say it's plenty to do, but there is plenty to do. You guys just know too many people. Like, I don't deal with a lot of people. I don't know too many people. I more or less keep to myself. And it's small enough that I can keep to myself. Like, I don't have to know everybody.
Right.
So, that's kind of my stance on living here. I don't know. What do you like about living here? Just, I mean, I know it's not your question, but...
My family's here. Specifically, my parents and my brother. Don't get me wrong. I love all of my family, but...
They aren't the only ones really here, though.
Well, I mean, my grandparents are, what? My one set's 30 minutes away. Yeah. The other ones are 20 minutes away. Like, yeah. They're all... Most of my family's within Fort Wayne or right outside of Fort Wayne. For me, like, I mean, we live 2 minutes away from my mom and my dad. Like, I don't know. I'm very much, like, a daddy's girl. So when my dad's home, I like being able to, like, go see my parents. And, like, I love to go do things with my mom. Like, we go get coffee every time she's here. Like, every Saturday, every Sunday, like. That woman will go to Target with me 4 times in one day if I can find something that I forgot to get. Like, I don't know. They're just always there. And it's nice to be able to always have someone. I'm not really in a great friend position at the moment.
Taking friend applications if anybody wants to be friends with Ashley over here.
Being 25 and a mom, it's hard to make new friends, especially when you spend 50 hours a week working, and then you have to run a house. So being that close to my parents makes it easier. I always have somebody that I can be there.
Yeah.
Other than, like, I mean, you're always here, obviously, but, like, sometimes I don't want to talk to you.
Oh.
Sometimes I just want to go get coffee with my mom. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? No. Or, like, when I just want to get out of the house and you're like, no, I'm not leaving the house today. Like, I don't want to go places alone. That makes me anxious.
I'm very much a homebody. Like,
I don't like going crazy places. Like, I just want to, like, go walk around Target or, like, go walk around Meijer. Like, yeah,
but, I mean, you know, like, if I'm out for too long, I get annoyed.
He gets,
like,
grumpy. So grumpy. Like, you know how a woman gets when she's hangry? Like, that's Archie when you have him out of the house too long. I'm so serious. You're, like, hangry, but you're, like.
I remember Barry. We went to his... bachelor party in Chicago, and we went out like 2 days in a row, and the last night we were there, obviously, I didn't have a lot of money, but like I was just annoyed at being out because like we couldn't get into these bars. Like there was Wale was at one bar, and they were trying to tax us like to get in just because he was in there. Like he wasn't performing or anything; he was just in there. Mm-hmm. They were just trying to tax us, and then we had to take an Uber somewhere else. And we're walking here, and I'm just like, bruh, I'm ready. Like, I don't even think I got into a club that night before. I was just like, yeah, I'm calling the Uber. I'm going home. Anybody else riding with me can go. It was just like, I don't know. I just like being home. So, but
on another note, I think Bachelor and Bachelorette parties are stupid. And it's because I'm bitter about my own. Because I called Ubers and then I got left at the house at my own Bachelorette party.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It was stupid.
I don't remember the first night of my bachelor party. No, DeMichael's friend was living in Indy. This dude came over. Okay, so my boy, our brother, Dante, he came over first, and we were chilling with him, having some drinks. Then everybody got home, and we were doing, like, shots. It was all good. Then DeMichael's friend came. He brought some alcohol and we were doing more shots. And then we got out to the bar and then he spent like $200 at the bar on like all these shots. So obviously I'm the bachelor. So like he's made me do a bunch of shots. And then, yeah, I don't remember leaving the bar.
I remember
the podcast that I did with Josh.
No, I remember being, once I finally got to the bar, there was a couple there and they told me not to get married. And then gave me 5 or 6 Vegas bombs and made me chug all of them like one after another.
Holy crap.
And then I remember, the only reason I remember getting back home is because we were in downtown Indy and there's an old man peeing in the middle of the street and I really had to pee, but the bar was closing. So we had to leave and the girls wouldn't let me go back inside. And so then I remember they made fun of me. I asked if I could pee in the street with the old man. And they told me no. And then I was walking around without shoes. And then finally the Uber showed up. And then we got home. Well, like back to the Airbnb. And there was a rat. And it came up from the basement of the rental. And I started crying because I thought the rat was going to attack me. And then there's a picture of me holding the giant blow up penis. And then I remember going to bed.
Okay. Well, with that being said, little one just woke up and came out crying. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back hopefully within the next week or two. Peace.